thoughts of Chattox. As the hill imperceptibly steepened and dimmed, the invisible squadrons multiplied to feed the pitch beating deep and crammed against themselves, and each pitched at the plagued inner roof of my skull, browning bruised with the spray of ceaseless distress, trying to out, to be aired and winging. It is a way of words, to leave, yet to remain, to breed in absence in the immaculate space of decay. So my name became my curse, or vice versa. It doesn't really matter. Egg, chicken, chicken, egg, chickadee, chickabiddy, bidder, chatter, chatter, box, chattox. Chatter shivered from my toothless mouth and thin senior citizen lips. Each word as is their way, elbowing its turn to shine and astonish. But only I was amazed by my outbreaks of quirky metaphors and unchallengeable leaps to lucidity, at invention that beggared hypocrisy, and most of all at how my mind could fold in on a pure, unstressed monotone of silence when all around me raged.